It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Right now on the show, we're heading down to the deep south. Good evening, Jeremy.
Good evening, guys. Appreciate you guys having me on.
Hey, we appreciate you joining us. And, gee, you're coming off one heck of a game, mate. That comeback against the Hawks, we don't want to take anything away from the team because it's always a team effort, but you were right in the middle of that. Your last quarter, personally, was arguably the best 10 minutes I've seen this season. I was sitting on the edge of the couch and, gee, it was fun. You were really feeling it.
Yeah, I appreciate that. It was a great win for us. We needed that one against a good team on the road. There was multiple guys that stepped up throughout the game, and yeah, I mean that fourth quarter was just it was a crazy thing to be a part of, and I was just very proud of the group and the resilience that was shown to fight back from that 19-point deficit.
Well, you're a bit of a veteran, quite the veteran, you know, played around the world for over a decade now and coming in as a player on this mostly young squad that has looking to you for a lot of that experience, you know, coming down the stretch, you've shown it. But what's it like, you know, on a week-to-week basis in the training courts, you know, in the scouting department? What have you been able to sort of pass off to that next generation of player you're playing with down there?
Honestly, I just try to – you know, model the right way to do things. You know, the thing I take pride in is just doing things the right way on and off the court, and hoping that, you know, these guys, especially the younger ones, start to pick up some stuff. You know, when I'm showing up for weights, you know, how long I'm staying after, how much film I'm watching, the extra skill work I'm doing, just the diet and nutrition, the rest and recovery protocols, and to be honest, that's for me the best way to lead is to lead by example, and you know, hopefully these guys are picking up on some things.
JK, when I heard that you'd been recruited by the Sharks, I came out in the media and said that I felt like your recruitment was the perfect fit for Coach Guy Malloy, and that he was a perfect fit for you. Tell us about how that relationship has evolved over the opening month of the season.
Yeah, look, from our first conversation, I was very, very happy just with his coaching philosophies, his value system. He's a man of, you know, character and integrity. And again, someone who believes in, you know, culture, Trump and vision, and wanting to do things right. And, you know, that's the things that I'm about. And from our first conversation, I felt very, very comfortable with the style of play and the way that he was going to utilize me, and you know, the guys that he was recruiting that were going to complement my strengths, the team that he was putting together, I felt could you know, really play a good brand of basketball and do it the right way and have fun doing it together. So you know, it's our relationship's been great. I'm just trying to learn as much as I can from him and be a sponge, and just really be an extension of him and his staff.
You get older in your career, you're 35 years old now, and I remember towards the end of it what was inspiring me to play, and it was mostly the relationships with guys that I had. You know, you're coming back from, you live in Australia, you're coming back across the ditch, you know, playing with a bunch of dudes that you may not know very well. What is it that's sort of driving you at this point in your career where you've accomplished a lot, but, you know, the light of that end of the tunnel is getting a little bit brighter, so you're still pushing hard, obviously still playing the game very well. Is it just competing at a high level that's driving you?
Yeah, I just want to be the best version of myself. I love basketball. I love people. I love leadership. I love competing, you know, and I just want to be the best version of myself and on and off the court, and hopefully, you know, win some championships. I haven't won one since 2016. I think this team has enough to make a big stride for that. So yeah, the relationships are great. You know, at the end of the day, you know, you can win MVPs, you can score points, you can make a lot of money, you can travel the world, but it's the relationships that really have the biggest impact on you, and the things that you know, those are you remember the people that you do this with, those memories are the ones you cherish. So certainly, you know, building relationships. I plan on being in the basketball industry for a long time, even after I'm done playing. I hope to get into coaching. So I know that all this, every relationship, every moment, every season, every new season matters and is relevant. And you're just planting seeds, you know, and hope, and hopefully good things happen down the road.
Chatting with Jeremy Kendall tonight on Sal's Hoopheads, court leader, court marshal of the Southland Sharks. They've got a big game coming up on Sunday. Casey, you and I heading down for that one, the Sharks and the Saints. It'll be a beauty. It always is when those two teams go head to head. Jeremy, just talk to us a little bit about the league, because you've spent time playing here in the past. You've played a lot of very good basketball here. What do you think of the league today compared to those past years when you've spent time playing here in New Zealand?
Look, I think I love it. You know, I absolutely love this league. I love being a part of it. I think that it's growing year by year. My last full season was 2017 with Canterbury Rams, and the league has definitely grown from just many aspects. The import players are better. The locals are better. There's more support around it. It's similar to, you know, how NBL and NBL 1 is growing. So basketball as a whole in this region is really just skyrocketing. And I'm honestly just honored and humbled to be a part of it. And I just love to see basketball thrive. I think it's the best sport in the world. I think there's life lessons to learn from it, and it can really, you know, mold and shape you as a person and set you up for the next phase of your life after playing. So I love the game, and I'm very grateful to be a part of this league.
I did a Wikipedia search on you, and I don't know if you know this. Uh-oh. Sometimes Wikipedia
Uh-oh.
Is wrong.
Uh-oh.
But is it true? Is it true that your wife is from Nelson? And if that's so, has Mike Fitchett found that out and not tried to pin you down to come Ooh. back to the tip of the South Island?
Oh, hello.
My wife is from Nelson. That was a big sentimental piece of why we wanted to come back to the NZNBL. She hadn't been home since before COVID. So it's been a number of years. And so we were really pushing hard to get back to the NZNBL. I was fortunate enough that Southland came to the party. But yeah, she is from Nelson, and I won't comment on
there we go.
The other stuff. We'll leave that one for another time.
Hey, before we let you go and get some sleep, no doubt the team's back on deck and training hard, working towards Sunday's game. The Orange Army, have you settled in well with the Orange Army? Because the Shark Tank, they're all a little bit crazy down there. They love their hoops. They get behind their Sharks. Game night down there is so much fun. I know I'm looking forward to heading back there this weekend. Have you settled into the Orange Army and the fans?
Incredible fans, incredible support. The community gets behind the sport here. Very professional club. I love the arena. I love just everything about what we're doing here. I'm excited for every game, especially our home games, because we know that place is gonna pack up and get loud, and looking forward to having you guys down on Sunday for a great, great match.
Well, to all Sharks fans, that was the Bulls last Sunday, the Sunday sesh, the 6 p.m. game. Good crowd there. The week before, the Saints sell out. And then the week before that, we're down in Dunedin. Huge crowd for that game. So I'm telling you now, Sharks fans, get your tickets if you haven't got them now. It's a huge family night out at a Southland Sharks game. And the Sunday session, the 6 p.m. game, has proven to be a real winner for fans. Pack the stadium, get along. It'll be a huge night. Sharks and the Saints, I can't wait. It's going to be great.
And then, Jeremy, you can sign 1,000 autographs afterwards.
There we go.
That's it. Love it. Sharks fans, show them how it's done.
Good stuff, and we look forward to seeing you in action. Well done on the start of the season. Team's doing well. You personally doing a great job, mate. You're a lot of fun to go along and watch. We appreciate your time tonight.
I appreciate you guys having me.
What's up, bro?